to another episode. Today's conversation surrounds Microsoft credit score. Supposedly, allegedly, the reason I am so passionate about this one, so they at least like that you know, is that there's a lot of speculation surrounding Microsoft's new methods of disbanding individuals from, or at least deterring individuals from using hate speech. But it gets a little bit better than that. There's a YouTube video that's out there that speaks in regards to the social's credit score, which they're trying to make a comparison to China, but to what Microsoft is doing, and I have my opinion. But welcome back to another episode. Definitely a Super Friday for me, at least. I am doing this off the cuff. I originally had recorded this as I was walking and talking. So for those who are tuning in and listening to my podcast, I've been using Anchor since 2016, 2017. It's been that long as a podcaster. It's been great. Good way of just talking and getting my thoughts out and sharing my thoughts and opinion with people who might find in similar interests. However, if you're interested, obviously it's been Anchor is now under the, I think it's under Spotify, believe it or not. I've been having a spot here for a while, but if you're thinking about podcasting, go ahead and do that. All you need, you don't need a lot of high tech, you just need a good solid cell phone, and then speaking into it. It's almost like voice notes. But either way, I digressed. But I hope your day is going great, or if it's going crappy, I hope that it gets better for you. Or if it's going great, then continue down that road path. Remember, you have control of the things you do, but don't force into things that you don't have control in. However, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Microsoft. Obviously, I said social credit score, and we like to talk about social credit score as a method, right, for controlling, or at least think of it in a manner of loans when you're looking for a credit score. And typically what that means is someone is looking at your financial records to say this person is in good standing, he has a 720 credit score. But what Microsoft is doing, or at least this YouTuber had mentioned, that Microsoft is doing credit scores of an individual the same way China is doing a social credit score, such as, oh, well, you're going to go ahead and eat that, that's a couple deductions. Or you don't want to eat bugs, that's a couple deductions. You cross the road incorrectly or at the wrong time, you're admitted over, or at least a second over, a deduction there. So you start off with this overall number, and it doesn't take you it doesn't take a genius to know that this social credit score is a way of controlling people, and it's a really poor way of doing it. Here in the United States, it's been all about what you know and how to control a person or control a group of people, and there's a lot to be said, and technology has exacerbated this environment almost to the point that it's uncontrollable, right? So when you hear things, your mind has already been made up because of the first interaction that you have with someone. And with that being said, social credit score can be a deterrent, can be a method of controlling. However, it is not sustainable, one. And two, it is negative in all regards, and I am not for something of that at all, zero. And obviously, living in the United States, the best thing about living out here is the freedom to do the things you want to do, with limitations. Obviously, everything has its limitations, but we're growing up in a society that is, you know, you have your options. But when you introduce things like social credit score, now you're in the narrative of controlling the environment. But how does this translate to what the YouTuber has mentioned? So Xbox is owned, or Microsoft owns Xbox. So what's been happening is that they have implemented such controls for hate speech. And what that comes with is a three-strike rule up to I believe it's 8 points, or at least there's several different points, right? For hate speech is subjective. And the reason why it's subjective is because depending on who you talk to and that person is receiving it, they can perceive what you're saying as hate speech. There's nothing wrong with stating what your opinion is as long as it's not verbal conflict, right? But there's always going to be that edge with everyone, right? So regardless, right? And we can make this the argument of someone is either a square or a circle or a triangle. And I like to use these as an example. And yet, if I go ahead and offend you, then you're going to say, well, that's hate speech because you don't agree with my opinion. Then he or she gets reported, or circle, gets reported. At that point, it's considered hate speech. And then what tends to happen is you most likely than not, in today's realm of Xbox voice chat, you don't get blocked. You just basically, you know, nothing happens from there, right? And Microsoft has always, or Xbox has always had a group or core of individuals, in one particular game, and I like to mention this one, it's Call of Duty, and I've been playing Call of Duty, or have played Call of Duty, before its inception, like when it was popular, from the very beginning. And I think I stopped once I joined the service, and then I'll continue to play soon after, right? So I'm talking about almost 20 years worth, or I want to say close to 20, because I think somewhere along the lines, I think I'm like 17, 18 years in. But either way, what tends to happen within Xbox is that you have voice chat and you have no control of what's being said in there by the other person or party. When you're having a voice conversation with someone, right, it's an open mic unless you mute it physically from your end, your controller. You can also control what you hear, but you can't always control every single person unless you mark it off as that. Or you can control individual voice chats, but that takes a little bit of effort. So every game that you're in is about maybe 15 minutes long. For every action that you have to take to mute a person, it takes about 2 to 3 minutes, right? And I say 30 seconds. Let's go ahead and go with 30 seconds. So you got that fixed, right? But when you have an open mic, right, what tends to happen is everyone can talk regardless of who. You can hear music. You can hear the background music. The mom's beating this kid up because obviously he didn't clean his room and instead he's playing a video game on Call of Duty. Now, what comes out of their mouth is what comes out of their mouth. I mean, honestly, what tends to happen is it's like, whoa, you really said that, right? Like, I've witnessed the N-word, the F-word, and all types of words that is completely derogatory towards the next person, right? And there's no consequence, really, for their action. You can mute them. You can ban them. I mean, not ban them, but you can report them. But the likelihood of somebody being reported and completely banned from voice chat is very minimal, or it, actually I want to say null, right? It doesn't exactly happen. Now, Microsoft itself, and this is as a whole, and you can be in a party, and I like to think that Microsoft is also in the business of, you know, providing to the end user, and that is, you know, being able to get on a console and play video games. But there's a little bit more to it than I think most people are misunderstanding, especially when it comes to this YouTube video talking about a social credit score for Microsoft, because I think what he's trying to say, and I'll preface it this way, right? So if Microsoft is starting from this end, especially with Xbox, where's the line drawn? And at some point, is it going to trickle into the Microsoft products, which there are plenty that are out there, for just example purposes, they have Microsoft 365, they have Excel, they have Access, they have PowerPoint presentations, blah, 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 right? There are so many other Microsoft products that are out there that are used by the normal, regular consumer up the ranks and down to the lowest rank, right? Now, let's go ahead and use this as an example. So you're in a party and the party is just a few group of individuals. And just like how anybody at a bar, let's just use the bar as an example, because when you're at the bar, you really are shooting the crap with your buddies. You say what you want. You're not going to be stopped by anybody except for the person that's either completely intoxicated, and then all of a sudden that person gets offended. Obviously, it's the person that's probably like, oh, you're going to say that? And then next thing you know, there's a fight. But here's my dilemma. The dilemma sometimes can be where, yes, you're paying into this Microsoft or Xbox, and at some point they are intruding on your conversations of freedom of speech, especially. And obviously you might come back and say, well, freedom of speech is not really free, especially because you're using somebody else's product. Completely understand it. But here's where it gets a lot more interesting, is that it's not a place of business. So you really can't dictate or tell a person how they should and conduct themselves, especially amongst friends. And if friends are having conversations, why is this something that's going to stop them, you know, from having these conversations? What makes you think, Xbox, that your group of friends won't take it to Discord? I mean, there's still options out there. Like Trello used to be a thing. Or Telo. And Telo was another voice chat. There is still other avenues, like Google can still offer some type of voice. But Discord is one of the most popular ones right now. And it has been now for like 5 years. And I'm only saying this, it's like, if you're going to control what other people are saying and how they're controlling this, and I'm only speculating up to this point, is that the only way to control this type of environment, or at least what you can deem, what they deem to be hate speech, will be through AI. And trust me, AI would have to play a big part, because there's no human possible way of reviewing people's words, right? On a human level, it will take a lot of manpower and or human power in order to review what's being said. And also to negate, or at least bring, if something is put against you, how do you fight that? Do you have another AI to say, oh, yeah, you know what? I agree with your case. It definitely wasn't hate speech. But, you know, at that point, AI is trained in a manner that it's like, no, it's hate speech. It's always going to be hate speech. Here's an example, right? Let me stop here. If that's the case, and I think what the YouTuber had mentioned about social credit scores, that this is also going to trickle into the Microsoft products, such as your Word document. In my previous podcast, I mentioned about AI. And obviously, I mentioned AI again because it's probably going to be the supercomputer to determine, right? Machine learning model. I keep screwing that up. Now, when it comes to that particular segment, and how are they going to review, assess the situation, obviously it's going to be through AI. And if that's the case, that Microsoft plans on doing a social credit score, or at least a social credit in that regards for hate speech, because it's all about hate speech at this point, right? Being offended. There is a line of offense, of complete offensiveness, especially when you're talking about somebody's color or creed or just what have you. Let's just fill in the blanks. There are things that you just wouldn't say in person that you shouldn't say online, period, right? But you know, people are people, and they'll continue to do it, especially in Xbox, say what they want. But if you're in amongst of a party talking to each other, I see no issue, right? Here's my other dilemma. Check it out. So if Microsoft is looking to, and this is speculating through the YouTuber, saying that they're going to go ahead and use a social credit score that they're going to probably apply for Microsoft 365, and this all transpired with a conversation Microsoft with The Verge. Verge is a technology company that they review products and services and things, or even just tech in general, right? Similar to what I am doing, but I'm more narrow. Now, if that's the case of hate speech cannot be put into a Microsoft product like Word document. So let's use this as an example. How would they determine something that is hate speech on a Word document unless you allow your Word document to be completely open for review, which, by the way, 365 allows for online services. So which means if you're using this product, and most likely 10 out of 10, you're probably online. You know, some of these products are not installed on your hard drive or desktop, what have you, your C drive, let's put it that way. You use it online the same way you use Google Docs. And if that's the case, then it's subject to be reviewed. And obviously, when you say, yeah, okay, I'll send a crash report along the lines, hey, to make your job or at least your experience better, we'd like to take samples of your product just, you know, for the future so that we can make improvements. And you could all, you'll agree to this, right? Most people will be like, yeah, sure, right? I have nothing to hide. And it's a good it's a good and bad mentality that you have nothing to hide, that you're willing to share your information with somebody else or computer, maybe. Let's just put it that way. They collect enough information against you, so at that point you become a target. So remember, Microsoft works with the government, which then means, and this is where conspiring, right? Conspiracy theory, because that's what it is at this point. So if Microsoft is conspiring against the people, that's one way to do it. I would really hate to see something like this happen. Now, let's take it a step further. It's my previous podcast, right? You're the type of person that use ChatGPT. You're in college. You have to write about something, right? And it's along the lines of like, hey, what do you think of this type of nationality? And let's just say that you're writing a paper on culture. And somewhere along the lines, it constructs a word, or maybe it constructs a sentence, maybe a paragraph that may seem offensive. But remember when we're writing a paper, either you're for it or against whatever that topic is, and you have to be able to argue that topic, or at least make sense of that argument, why it shouldn't be, or maybe why it should be. I digress. So you allow ChatGPT to do this thing, and you put it on your Word document on 365. And because you allow Word 365 to be reviewed at any given point, obviously AI, that AI that's trained on Word document 365 now deems that as hate speech. So now you're locked out of your account. So now you received this email saying, hey, sir, ma'am, after reviewing your Word 365, we noticed that you had some hate speech. You've been deducted several different points. And at this point, you're like, what am I doing wrong here? I'm in college. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm actually writing a piece of paper. But you can't argue with somebody who on the other end is a computer. My computer is very black and white. And we like to say, well, if it's a machine learning model, they should be able to learn or unlearn that this isn't hate speech, right? But that does not always happen. Computers are just black and white, ones and zeros. It's on or off. That's the reality. At some point, you realize that whatever it is that you've written, you didn't fix it, and guess what? You get locked out of your account, so which means that you are out of a program which will hinder you from making or producing a paper for college. Given that Microsoft is looking to implement something like this would be detrimental to its program as a whole. Money-wise, right? And this is where why I have something against the YouTuber saying that Microsoft is doing a social credit score is completely false, right? And it would never work only because there are so many programs out there that will not allow an individual to stop, or at least a company to stop from writing things of their own thoughts. Obviously, just like a journal, it's personal, right? So moving forward, this is what I look from you guys that are listening to this, is to give me somewhat of an idea. How would this fit? How do you think they're going to implement this if this is the case? Do you believe that this is not real, that, you know, the YouTuber who came up with this social credit score is on, I don't know, he's delusional? But I'm not going to mention his name just because I don't feel that it should be directed towards him, but because this is more of a conversational piece. And in today's society, right, how does hate speech and AI work together, right? No, not work together, but how does AI curve hate speech? And if so, what is the world going to look like, especially when we start allowing technologies like AI to dictate what is deemed, yes, hate speech or not hate speech, and what are the consequences for having such speech, you know, obviously being given in the public? But I once again, let me go back a little bit, because I don't want you guys to think that I'm all for hate speech or against hate speech, or I am about freedom of speech of any kind. As long as it's like I have control of my environment, and I say this every single time, have control of the things you have control over and forget the rest, right? Forget about the things that you have no control over, period. And that, other than that, I'm all ears. I want to listen to your thoughts and opinions. Other than that, I'll catch you on the next podcast.